Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, November 7th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. President Andrzej Duda is in Egypt today to participate in the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP27, in the resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. According to Duda's top foreign policy aide, Jakub Kumoch, Poland treats the matter of countering climate change seriously, with the Polish president set to speak at the forum and take part in several panel sessions, including one concerning water access for poor countries. For the next 2 weeks, the COP27 summit will play host to some 100 heads of state and government, with the goal of adopting new objectives to combat global warming. Over the weekend, former Russian parliament members, opposition politicians, ex-officials, and social activists convened for an anti-Putin congress in the village of Jabłonna near Warsaw. During the sessions, the most heated discussions concerned how Putin should be removed from power and what measures can be taken to end the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian MP Oleksiy Goncharenko, who joined the congress remotely, told the group of Russian dissidents that their first task is to find some military officer who will be able to eliminate Putin, and task number two is to form an army to take control of Russian territory. Organizers of the event drafted a document that would appoint former Russian parliament deputies as members of the so-called transition period parliament, described as an alternative state body able to take the helm when Putin gets toppled. Representatives of jailed anti-corruption campaigner Alexei Navalny and former world chess champion Garry Kasparov, two of the most prominent Russian opposition leaders and Putin critics, were notably not in attendance. Polish ski jumper Dawid Kubacki became the first Polish jumper in history to win two inaugural competitions in a World Cup series after triumphing in competition again on Sunday. After winning a sixth career title on Saturday, Kubacki returned to competition in top form yesterday, beating out Anze Lanisek of Slovenia and Marius Lindvik of Norway to take home the day's top prize. Fellow teammate Piotr Żyła finished ninth on Sunday, while three-time Olympic champion Kamil Stoch was disqualified before the competition due to questions about his jumpsuit. After the 21-year-old Polish tennis star lost to Arina Sabalenka of Belarus last night in three hard-fought sets. Despite the disappointing loss, Świątek had a record-breaking season, winning eight tournaments in total, including the Grand Slam French Open and the US Open. Świątek won 67 matches over the season, the best WTA result on record since 2013, when Serena Williams won 78 matches. Sabalenka will face Carolina Garcia of France tomorrow at 3 a.m. Warsaw time for the WTA Finals title, which will be the first Grand Slam title for either competitor. Radio Gdańsk is hosting a competition for listeners this week in honor of the upcoming Polish Independence Day holiday. During the Talk Gramy program each day, radio listeners are invited to share how they usually celebrate Independence Day. The most interesting responses will be awarded with a white and red flag. To take part in the competition, listeners should send an email to competition@radiogdańska.pl describing how they typically celebrate Independence Day. Photographs, including archival ones, are welcome. The competition will close on Wednesday, November 9th, with more information available online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy throughout the day, with a slight chance of rain and a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 10 degrees centigrade or 50 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 4 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a good chance of rain in the early morning. This has been the Radio Gdansk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.